Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Lighthouse,
turn it on. Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host Tim Knight with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Tim Knight, a.k.a. Nighttime, joining us later in the program. Miss Tia D is going to be in here. Miss Erica Chanel, she's stepping out. Not feeling so well today, so we're going to let her rest. I know you guys are going to miss her. But, man, a lot is going on in the world today. We're going to get to it. We definitely going to get to it how we do it. Of course, you got the whole Sandra Bland thing going on. Of course, this Fluenza team, whatever the heck that is. Then we also have some new music about an artist out of Chicago named Deliterate. So we're going to definitely check out his music, and I believe Miss Tia D is here in the studio with us. What's going on with you?
Hi, Tim Knight. I am here. Hello, hey, Nighthouse listeners.
Yes, yes, yes. About that time, Miss Lady Soul. It's Christmas.
Stop. I can't stay. Well, you know what's so funny? I do enjoy the Christmas holiday, but when they turn that Christmas music switch on, I immediately just become, like, melancholy. Like, there's nothing about the music that it's time for joy, it's time for cheer. It's not even about that. It's not time for joy, it's cheer. It's time to spend money. So I don't even know why, like, maybe for the adults, but when you're young, you're like, yay, time for joy, time. But when you're an adult and you hear that Christmas music switch, it's like, dang, here we go again.
Exactly, and so is Christmas. So I'm going in my wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
For no apparent
this
reason
whatsoever. Will be a very special Christmas for me because I'll be broke.
So, exactly.
That should be the lyric.
That is, you know, believe it or not, that is probably my favorite Christmas song, if I ever had to have one, is, you know, it's Christmas, you know, with the bow. Yeah, what's the name? Bonnie Hathaway, there you go. Yeah.
Yes.
That
and
used
Chris
to get
Brown
me in
actually
the mood.
Did a version, too.
Who did?
You know Chris that, Brown? Right? Chris Brown? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was definitely, no one could ever redo Bonnie Hathaway. Let me just say that.
Okay, well, I wasn't taking nothing from Donnie. You know, it wasn't. Donnie, you know, you the man. I was just saying Chris did a version as well, a rendition as well for those people who enjoy Chris Brown.
So. That's true. So, yeah, man, we got a full night tonight. I got a little guest that's trying to escape, but I'll let him escape for a little bit and we'll be back. Mr. B Mac, I guess, as he goes by. You know, he had a little something for everybody to check out. But, hey, another cool thing. I'm going to let y'all hear a little sampling of a new song I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I know it's been a long time.
Oh.
Yeah,
we in for a treat. Oh, shoot.
Absolutely. That's right.
Oh, second
night. 47 years old. Still doing it. We're 59 years old.
Follow your dreams.
That's right. Follow your dreams. And see, that's the key, what it's all about. If you do something you enjoy doing, do it. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's jump right into it. What's up with this whole Sandra Bland situation? Now, first off, are you surprised? Let's just call it what it is. Are you surprised, first and foremost?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I did I was taken aback slightly, I will say that, because I feel like, just like we talked about that last case where the officer was charged for raping those victims, how they were saying, like, this is just a small win to, you know, all the things that are going on. But this is just another example of, you know, justice not being served. Now,
right.
When you look at the entire case, like, even, it just doesn't make sense. Like, none of it adds up. This woman was literally pulled over for failure to signal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was pulled over for failure to signal. She had a confrontation with the officer. He arrested her, and she subsequently wound up hanging herself with a plastic bag. First of all, I don't even think they give you plastic bags in the jail cell,
exactly.
So how did she get that? But it's just like, why would she do that?
Right.
Why would
exactly.
she do that? Because she's in the cell by herself. It's not like her life is being threatened. Like, there's other prisoners in there that, you know, where she's fearful, or they made her do something she didn't want to do. She was in there by herself.
Right.
So it just doesn't make any sense.
This is not the end of the world. You haven't been charged with anything at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like you went to jury and trial and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're being detained. Why would you kill yourself? That's so
interesting.
Right. The funny thing is that rationally thinking people have not discovered that. I mean, well, how come, I don't know, but give me 1 second here. I don't know why we, apparently there's a fire.
There's
Lord,
a fire
Jesus
going on
fire.
Somewhere. Oh, Lord Jesus, is a
yeah.
fire.
Yeah.
Run for your life.
It's just amazing.
Well, what's actually another part of that, too, is Sandra recently moved to that town because she just actually secured a new position. So it's like you
right.
have a new job, you have a new, you know, a new start, you failure to signal, and I'm sure, you know, I can only imagine to get her to that point where her and the officer is fighting. You're already disgusted. You're in this jail. But it doesn't come to the point where you're going to hang yourself. Like, it just,
right.
this whole scenario just doesn't make sense. But if she was only 28 years old, just, you know, so young, so much, you know, ahead of her. You
exactly.
know, but, God makes no mistakes.
I guess not. People do. Well, I guess that's
people
the
do.
Issue. Yeah. And the funny thing, they were trying to say she had weed in her system. That's all the more reason why you don't kill yourself. If you die, you ain't trying to. You gonna forget. Number one, number two, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna be too relaxed to try something stupid like that. And number three, black folk, we don't kill ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That is not no situation where we gonna kill ourselves over. It will take a whole lot before black folks start to kill themselves. I'll tell you that much right now.
True.
But it's just sad that. And the thing is, too, I was listening to Dr. Umar Johnson, who I supported, his foundation for that school. Shout out to him. And he was talking about how that this whole subconscious, like this impression of black people, this negative impression of black folks is being embedded into white people's subconscious. You know what I'm saying? That by all these negative images of the media, whether it's movies, it's TV, wherever, white people are getting to take a look at black people, it's just building and building, and not even purposely, but subconsciously. You know what I'm saying? Now
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. Like anything else we do, we form an opinion in our mind, whether we know we're forming an opinion or not. And that's why,
right.
so if those people in that room just said, you know what, no, that doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm an ambassador, I retract that. It's hard to believe that those people could sit there in good conscience and think
right.
that was probable for this girl to kill herself. You know what I'm saying? And be cool with it and go home and be like, well, screw it. You know what I'm saying? It's a black life that doesn't
right.
matter. You know, you as a person should feel bad, like, wow, man, this is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know this with good old boys out here in Texas, but, you know, you got to do the right thing. It's like, you know, there's a disconnect between us doing what's morally right in doing what you got to do to appease your peers. I don't know.
Right.
But that's that. But yes, coming up pretty soon, we got Deliver It with some new music. We're going to check that out and get your opinions on it. So you can call us 323-443-7453 again. 323-443-7453. The Fiber promotion is doing well, but I'm going to be doing it directly because they have some crazy stipulations, guys. So, you know, when people start tripping, I start packing. All right? So you'll be able to still advertise. You'll be able to advertise right here on Nighthouse Radio, but you got to go directly, okay? So at nighthouseradio@gmail.com, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. We'll be right back, and we're going to be getting back into it, all right?
Hey, good people. This is Tim Knight. Listen, winter is upon us already. If you live in the Northeast or if you live anywhere where you get snow, you get snow. And, of course, if you drive a car, sometimes it breaks down. You don't want to be that guy or girl on the side of the road broke down looking crazy, right? Okay, this is what you need to do. Go to forevermca.com and get unlimited towing, unlimited roadside assistance. Plus, there's tons of other benefits that come along with that package. Now, to see exactly what I'm talking about, you have to go to forevermca.com to find out more right now. Take care.
All right, and we are back. Okay, so next thing on our docket, I guess we have to address this craziness. And I think you pretty much know what I'm going to say, right?
Now, oh, Lord.
Well, this person I actually do have admiration for as far as, you know, what he's doing in radio. You know, it was a person I definitely look up to. Mr. Steve Harvey had a little faux pas, I guess.
A little mix-up. Human error.
Exactly. And, you know, have you seen some of the, you know, little funny stuff that they're doing now with Steve Harvey?
Oh, the memes. Oh,
yeah,
where they're putting his face on Justin Bieber's Sorry video.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, I thought it was Monday. Oh, it's actually Sunday.
You
know, to the man's defense, if you look at the scorecard, okay, not knowing anything about pageantry, even though Steve, you know, I'm sure, look, should have did a little bit more research. When you're looking at it and it says second runner-up, first runner-up, and you're just looking at, like, the countries, and then down at the bottom it says Miss Universe Philippines. I can see how he mixed it up and just kind of being excited, but it's like, here's the thing. The memes are funny. He messed up, but he was invited to host the Miss Universe that's happening in Brazil next year. So they did invite him back. I'm sure that's the most coverage they've gotten in years.
Exactly.
Because, you know, with that controversy. So I just feel bad for Miss Philippine because, well, and Miss Colombia because Miss Colombia is like all, you know, taking her walk. She's got the crown on. And when they had to de-crown her, and then crown Miss Philippine, and she's just kind of looking like, okay, like, I don't, like, it, I can't even imagine the state you're thinking, like, because you've already kind of, you're on the stage, you've already kind of accepted the defeat, and then the state that you're winning, you're just kind of, I guess, it's got to be like a very odd and awkward situation on that stage, so.
Well, I mean, that's horrible. Well, they handled it well, you know. Because I'm like, nah, the crown is on my head, brother. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But she looked a lot better anyway to me. She looked more like Miss Universe. You know what I mean? But, I mean, let's be real. Who really cared about Miss Universe anyway until this happened? So they definitely should be happy. I mean, I didn't know it was on. Until he screwed up, I didn't even know it was on. Who cares? But that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading, it was like Steve Harvey has too many jobs. Like, he's doing too much.
Right.
I'm sure he got a nice check for that.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, I
definitely
mean, it was a mistake. It happened, but it was just, they are very happy with the coverage they received for this pageant. And they will hope by bringing him back, they'll receive the same type of coverage as well to see if he'll make a faux pas again. Because I think pageants used to be really big, and then everyone's kind of like, okay, once you've seen one Miss Universe, you don't see them all. So
Right. Well, I thought the biggest one was like Miss America. That was the one, you know. That's the one I used to watch.
We're in America, Jack.
Right. That's true. That's the only one I cared about. And I cared about when my homegirl won, Miss Vanessa Williams. You know, it was so crazy. I heard her song Dreamin' the other day. I went straight to the fifth grade in my classroom.
Dreamin'.
You know, dreamin', you know,
dreamin',
she was the,
you know, hoping baby
model.
You'll be there.
Yeah, singing that.
Dreamin'.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yep.
That's the worst four song.
Exactly. Hey, y'all. That was the. But you know, you think about the talent. Like back then, I know it's a little side note here, but for those listening, call us 323-443-7453. Just a quick note. I was looking at, you know, her video, and like the classiness of these women. You know what I'm saying? That time, you know,
right.
They were beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and they could really sing. Then, you know what I mean? They just had, it was just like, it was a great representation of black females. You know what I'm saying? At the time.
Right.
And you know, I don't know what's happening right now, but. Here we are. But
I can agree with that.
Yeah, it's just so different. I sat there and watched like her, and then Patti LaBelle, Joan came on, If You Ask Me To. Like, these are like, you know,
oh,
women
shoot.
Who, yeah, I like that joint too. It was just incredible. It was just,
I just right. might change my mind forever.
Yeah. You ask me to
Patty's crazy. Anybody
yeah,
who refers to themselves in first person is crazy.
Yeah.
She always
good.
Be like, Miss Patty, Miss Patty, because you know Miss Patty. And you be like, aren't you Miss Patty?
Hey, well, now let's jump into something totally crazy. This Epstein Windsor situation with this young teen who's suffering from Epstein Windsor, Ethan Couch. Now, I'd give you $100 million if I had it to bet you that this boy has been out the country. Because when you got money, you know what I'm saying, these types of things happen. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, and how in the world did this, they allow this guy to even get in this position to where he wasn't even, you know, going to be seriously charged or nothing like that? He was going to get, like, 10 years probation? That goes
well,
to show you right there.
Well, he did get 10 years probation. He did. He did get
That's
the 10 years probation.
But how do you avoid jail time for killing four people and paralyzing another in a drunken driving crash? How in the, that would never happen to a black boy.
Well, oh, no.
Are
definitely
you serious?
Not.
And
definitely
I hate to turn this issue all the time, but that is just outrageous. Now you can't find
right, right. And they're going, they long going. And just like the sheriffs even said themselves, they have enough money to disappear. So that's
right.
why now the FBI is involved, you have the U.S. Marshals involved. But they have enough money to disappear. There's no, they're not going to find them for a while. That's
right.
for sure. They're not going to find them for a while. And I believe the judge was paid off because there's a, this was like, I think this was like, you know, a one-off case. Like no one has ever gotten off because they're so, their family is so affluent that he doesn't know right from wrong. I bet you, guess what? It's time for
mm-hmm.
him to learn right from wrong. Get his behind
right.
in that jail. They stick it up his butt a couple of times. I bet you he'd figure out some humility then.
Exactly. You'd be like, oh, that's, oh, this is what groveling
yeah.
is. Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't have Grey Poupon here? There's no, wait a minute.
Right.
Where is this?
No.
Well,
we
I
don't
am
use
definitely
that
not
for our.
Exactly.
Listen, they don't spread the Grey Poupon on the sandwiches. They spread them somewhere else. Okay, this is how we use Grey Poupon up in here. Listen, what's even sadder is one of the people that was actually not a passenger but was on the bed of his truck that he crashed, this kid mm-hmm. was 16 years old, friend of this Ethan kid, family. He's actually paralyzed from the neck down. He's like a quadriplegic now. He has no, and I think they settled out of court. I think they got maybe like $1 million in a settlement, which is not, if you think about it in terms of the constant 24-hour medical care this kid is going to need for the rest of his life, that's forever. There's no monetary sum that, you know, could bring his life back. The fact that he can't even get up and walk anymore. And this kid's out playing drinking games, violating his probation. No, they should have sent his butt right to jail.
Absolutely.
He would have learned. He would have learned right from wrong then. Money don't matter in there.
Exactly. And that's the I really don't even, that's the first time I ever heard such a term. Like, that's crazy that it really actually exists. Like, you know, you don't know right from wrong. So it's just amazing. The stuff that you get away with, you know, I guess money truly is power. You know, it's going to get you the best defense and it'll get you out of the country. But then I guess they're smart enough to know what country to go to where they can come get you. There are certain places where, you know, it's going to take a lot of effort to be able to get you out of the country. And how much are they really going to search for this guy? You know what I'm saying? So I think it's about time that we play this new track from Deliterate. This is called GLBFF. And this young brother is from Chicago, Illinois. Shout out to Chi-Town. I got a lot of family out there. His real name is David Jeremiah. And hopefully he'll be joining us soon to explain that, you know, his name and what that's all about. And let's check it out, you know, see what you guys think. Again, the call-in number is 323-443-7453, and the chat room is open. We definitely want to hear from you, see what you think, and give them some feedback, all right?
I can be a man. All I have to offer is everything I am. And if we ever get into a jam, and it's all getting sticky, just stick to the plan. It's a good thing that it showed up. All I know is I'ma show some love. I know I don't show enough. It's my hesitation, don't know what I'm waiting for. Bear with me as I start linking some milestones from my heart. Girl, let's be friends forever. I just wanna love you better. Waiting for you love letters. Our moments will be so treasure. So we'll rather than tell her. My man, it is a rebel. We can have me crazy, trust me. Our shadows have these in us up. And you like me, I try to kill you. Impatience is a virtue. That's cause I could feel you. And you best believe that's my thing. That's exactly what I will do. Though not this piece of clay. But for real. Maybe even one day we'll make another one of us.
We are back.
Timmy.
Yes.
What is the artist's name? What is that artist's name again?
It's The Literate. The Literate. Yeah, I don't want to butcher it, so, you know, I wanted them to come on and explain it. But I'm, from what it reads, now this is some, you know, 30-plus-something eyes looking at this. And to me, it is deliberate, I believe. So I know there's definitely got to be, you know, a reason behind that. And he basically started rapping, from what I understand, his brother Chris, you know, used to have some really good freestyling skills that kind of, you know, motivated him to, you know, start writing, you know, first, you know, poetry, and then, you know, the raps here and there. And here we are. So what do you think about that?
Well, that's not really my genre of music, I'll say that.
Right.
But it had a nice little, you know, beat I'm sure the kids love to jam to.
Okay. That's cool. It's kind of catchy. You know, nice little production. It's definitely good. It's a good start. You know, keep doing, keep progressing, keep going. You know, any other artists out there, hit me up. NightHouseRadio@gmail.com. We'd love to have you on and interview. Speaking of rappers, okay, there's a rapper by the name of Shy Glizzy. You hear about this? He was performing in Memphis nightclub. He got his chain snatched. The Glizzy Gang chain got taken. I guess, yeah. So what? Apparently, the guys who took the chain. Yeah, I know. Glizzy Gang. Yes, Glizzy. How you doing? The Glizzy Gang. That just sounds kind of like, you know. You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll leave that alone. I don't want to get shot, you know, for making fun of the Glizzy Gang. Yeah. But that it's more than what I'm thinking about. It does sound kind of funny. Nevertheless, apparently the culprits who took the chain went up to him and they said they wanted to do a song with him. And he was like, you know, F you, I ain't do no song with you. And I don't believe that that's the case. But again, I don't know. But that's kind of odd. Like, you know, when they seen you, Negroes, I'll just keep it nice. I'm saying, he probably was like, nah, you know, if I talked to my management or something like that, gave him some Hollywood stuff, and they didn't like that. But I'm sure, you know, they had a little video, they start shooting the club. I'm sure they didn't approach him, you know, nicely. It was like 300 Negroes, ninjas. You know what I'm saying? You know, they travel in packs. Well, that sounds. But,
you ahead.
But, no. But, yeah, I mean, but again, you know, there's a right and wrong way to go about this. You know, he's an artist. He's got a record deal. He signed whatever. And so your music's probably trash anyway. And you're probably like, nah. You know, and number one, am I not performing? Like, this is not my show? Like, I just got paid to come in and do a show. You want me to come do a show with you guys who are nobody, hating on me? You know, nevertheless.
Can we rewind, please? How did they even become trash?
I'm just saying, well, what I'm thinking is that these are some guys that's trying to get on. You know what I'm saying? So he comes to the city, and he was like, let's do a track. And dude was like, who are you? It's probably was like, who and you are who? Okay. Well, let's not do a song, and let me go on stage and do what I came here to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't talk rational to certain people.
They did exactly what they know how to do, and they snatched his chain.
Exactly. And, his name is D Money Stacks, because I know that because it's on Instagram, because he's holding the Glizzy Gang, oh, you are, chain. And he says, F all that, ask Shy Glizzy, come get your chain back. I told you to come from Memphis. You need all securities at your show. Free pop. So I guess they got his chain. They got the video wearing the chain. Now, that is weird in itself. What grown man wants to wear another man's chain? with, you know what I'm saying? What part of the game is that? I don't know. Help me out.
Well, he wanted to be a part of the Glizzy gang, so he took the chain and made his own Glizzy gang. How are you doing?
You doggone right. You know what? That makes all the perfect sense. You know, clearly, you're divide yourself. So just take it. But how old is that? Like, who still does that? Who goes, pays money to get into a concert to take somebody else's chain and wear it and then talk about it on TV?
Real thug.
Yeah, I guess I'm giving that a little bit more time than necessary. Talk about that foolishness. But, yeah, we got about 13 minutes left. So I'm going to play just a quick snippet of my new joint. Now, I ain't saying in years, you know, from where the road leads. But I've been inspired, man. And shout out to Mr. Jerome Dorn, your dad, man. You know, I got to, you know, he's making it hard. I can't take it. Like, your dad is doing the most, and it's a problem. But he's doing the most. Like, every time I see him, he's doing some cool stuff. He's trying to make it hard for me not to come out there. ATL, man. But shout out to him. But I've just been inspired lately to, you know, do some new things and being amongst great people. So I said, let me, you know, to bring in right something. So check out a little snippet of this. It's not done, folks, so don't judge me. I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my, you know what, as a
person. I'll say it.
There you go.
I need you, eh, oh. Listen. No, you ain't around the corner, but I can still feel me on ya. Honestly, I need a filler. I can't keep it more realer. I thinking, must have been drinking up to let you out my life. Who am I who couldn't recognize a good thing in disguise? Never thought for once I'd be that guy. But why ask why? A second chance, a rendezvous, just me and you to make it do what it do.
All right, that's it. Okay, I'm back. So what do you think so far, Ms. T.A.?
It's different.
Old school music.
Yeah, it's a little old school. I can feel your passion in the lyrics and then your tone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think keep working on it, and I would love to hear the finished product.
All right, cool. All right. So, I mean, I'm trying to get your feedback so far. How does it sound? Is vocal, we on the right track? Was it like, what you think?
If I had to say whether I like this versus Where the Road Leads or that other up-tempo one, I like those styles better than
which
this
one.
I actually like Where the Road Leads better than I like this one, this new one.
So you got to hear this in its entirety because you just heard a verse.
Yeah. And you said this is, you know, you've just been working on it. It's something new. So you expect it to be.
Exactly. That's cool. So that's what I'm working on, folks. We got a few minutes left, and then we are going to be out and let you guys enjoy the rest of your holiday coming up. So I know you're still off, Ms. T.D. So with anything planned, are you just going to relax and chill? What's the plan for you?
I'm going to relax and chill, binge watch some TV shows, spend time with my babe, and just enjoy a holiday.
There you go.
And be grateful now I have this time off.
Got you. That's what's up. Now, you know, we don't have our entertainment for tonight. And I know you're going to provide us with some entertainment because we're missing Miss Janelle. You know, hopefully she's fine. She will be back online, people. Don't worry. But I need some entertainment news in my life. You know, I normally complain about it, but tonight, the holiday, what's going on in the entertainment world? And see if you can fill our shoes real quick.
Sure. So right now we have the new season of Love and Hip Hop New York start, and the ratchetness and the Fully Wang material is just on a million. It's not a thought, it's on a million. So Cardi B, or whatever her name is, she's this stripper who subsequently, I was watching bits and pieces of her interview, has gotten her breast and her butt done, but has yet to fix her teeth.
Priorities,
exactly.
Yeah. She made it this far with them teeth jacked up. It's all right.
She really did. Hopefully these new Love and Hip Hop checks will prompt her with, you know, support of her fans slash all of her enemies, because her English is broken. It's just not good. But hopefully that will prompt her to get that mouth done. And that's why I'm going to speak on that. Remy Ma and Papoose are on the show. They are actually going to be filming a wedding with Love and Hip Hop in New York. There's also some other strippers slash rappers on the show. It's a bunch of ghetto foolishness, but it's definitely entertaining, to say the least. In other entertainment news, I'm not sure if you know, R. Kelly did an interview with the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
And they started to go into questions about his past,
mm-hmm.
and how he didn't have an incontinence issue.
Yes.
And he walked off of the interview. Did you see
I didn't see where he walked off, but I was reading some of the, commentary. Now, do you think, but see, that's how they do you, though. You know what I'm saying? No matter how, let this be a lesson, okay? All you people out here, no matter how rich you get, how successful and famous, they're always going to make sure that you understand where you are. Now, granted, I'm not in defense of R. Kelly's young children, all right? But, you know, like, this is neither the time nor the place. That's old news. You know what I mean? Straight up. I mean, but again, everyone, that's his stereotype. He stuck with that one. Now, everybody laugh and joke. We all, you know, we'll play a song to the cookout. He makes great music. Can't take that away from him. But we all know that he liked them young kids. And we know we ain't leaving our children nowhere over his house. You know what I'm saying? It's just things we know. You know, we accept that. You can't leave your kids right out there. But, you know, if I'm in place to do it on the show, no. He's talking about his album called The Buffet. And, you know. Which,
right.
You know, I don't know.
It's always going to come back. You pissed on people. You pissed on little girl. Okay? He married your girl.
And that's where... Yeah. Go ahead.
I know that was difficult for you.
That hurt. Yeah, that definitely hurt. You married my girl. And she was like my age at that time. She was about 14 too. But yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think she should have brought that up? Is that professional journalism? Like, was she, you know, what was the motive behind that? Or, like, was that really something on her mind that was really relevant to now? Or was this your opportunity to embarrass this man on TV? Like, what was that?
I don't think it was her opportunity. I don't even think her intentions was trying to embarrass him. I think her intentions was like, yo, I got pissed Kelly in front of me. I got to ask him about this. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Get this opportunity again. So if I don't do it now, when am I ever going to do it? So, you know, I'm off at once, but the fact is, you pissed on this girl. Everybody seen the tape. We all seen the tape.
I guess that is one way to think of it. I guess it was just top of hat. It's just like, oh, shoot, yeah, R. Kelly. Did you piss on her? Like, was that piss? I don't know. It's kind of off subject, but it's popping my head. You know, I'm sitting there with R. Kelly, you know. So, that's crazy. that's bad. But, you know, at the same time, as much as people talk about it, he's still buying his records. He's still selling out. And they ain't buying this record for some reason. However, the other records, like, he be selling out. Like, his tours and stuff. It's
talented.
He's
talented. Yeah, he's the best. But you know, the most talented ones are sick. Michael
right.
Jackson, sick. R. Kelly.
Yeah. Whoa. Leave Michael out of this. He's fine. And then with
Michael. Come on now. Now, when Michael said, you got Michael over Neverland, and he's touching on Bryson and Tim, what you going to do then? You going to talk about it? That's okay.
True.
Michael touched it.
Are you stupid? Well, no, that's why you're going to leave. But see, this is, no. The reality is this. Those people knew what they was doing. You don't leave your child nowhere. I don't, unless, you know what I'm saying? You, I don't care who it is. Now, they wanted their child to be touched. They're like, it's all right. Go ahead. Go and get that, you know, lay up on the bed. That's Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid.
You said,
you know what I mean? That would never be
me.
No, because that's what the folks did. I'd be like, okay, we staying. Like, where are we going to sleep, bro? We all, you know, this is Michael Jackson. We going to stay tonight. You know what I'm saying? We in our own room, and we see you in the morning. You know what I mean? That's all he had to do. But anyway, he ain't sick. Anyway. But yeah, you're right. You know, most of these people definitely got issues. The more talented, you got something with you to balance out that talent.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. Well, we are coming to a close. I want to play a song from one of my favorite new artists that's coming out. He has a song called Loved Ones. This cat is on this season of Empire, as a matter of fact, from Philly. It's called Loved Ones. Check it out. Don't ask me his name. It just slipped my mind. But I got the song here.
Don't ask me his name.
It really just slipped my mind. And by the time I find it, I'm going to mess around and not get it. But we got 90 seconds left. T.J. saying goodbyes.
Goodbye. Happy holidays. Thanks for tuning in to the Night House. See you next week.
That's right. Hey, everybody, enjoy your holiday time. Have Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. I don't know. Feliz Navidad. what else, you know?
Don't forget about Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Exactly. Feliz
Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. And we leave you with Loved Ones. Take care of your loved ones this holiday. And remember, it's always better to give than to receive. Give somebody something outside of an attitude. Have a good one. We'll see you next week. Deuces. And check out this song.
Uptown, I believe in me for real. Said I keep it 100.